This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go to James in D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking the call again tonight, guys.
Yeah.
The greatest sports show in the world.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm not sure about that.
The Caps, you know, I couldn't understand why. I got a friend that actually lost money to me, that he actually thought Vegas was going to beat the Capitals. He actually thought that, you know.
I don't think it was that far-fetched. Let's get real here for a second. They kicked everyone's ass all season long and made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and you're acting like they had no chance in the world because of what?
I really couldn't see them beating the Caps, man.
Why not? They beat everyone else in hockey. Yeah, they beat everyone.
Except the Caps.
They beat them twice, too, in the regular season.
But come on now, Pharrell. These guys,
oh, please. You know, you sound so funny to me, like you're some kind of genius. Like, you knew all along that this team that had, you know, never been in the league, you had it all figured out that they were going to literally win 51 games, then go to the playoffs, and then kick off three-time Stanley Cup winner, two-time whatever it is, the Kings, right? Then they roll through everybody else, play these brutal series. You had it all figured out, and then you knew that it was all going to come to a crashing end in the finals?
I took the Caps. I'm a Penguins fan.
So did I. I took the Caps, too, but there is no way that Carver High and I believe you, that you thought that the Vegas Golden Knights were suddenly a pushover because of what? I want to know why. What did you see in this vision you had of their collapse?
I didn't see a team that's put together in 1 year beating a team like the Capitals. You know, I thought it would go more than thought it would go seven games. I'll be honest, but I didn't think after they beat my Penguins, I knew they was hungry.
Yeah, are you listening to yourself? You just said they had no chance, but you thought it would go seven.
No chance to win.
Like, I can't even listen to you, bro. Just, you know what? Keep being a Penguin fan, and I think you should stop talking hockey for the rest of the summer. Just like, that's my doctor advice to you. Here, take three fingers of Glenlivet, a little spliff, and some ice cream, a little sorbet for your tongue, and then just stop talking hockey until, like, I'm thinking November 1st. How's that for a plan? Like, are you kidding me? The guy just said they had no chance in the world, but I thought it would go seven. I mean, honestly, bro. Seriously, no one on the face of the earth predicted that they would win 51 games. No one on the face of the earth predicted that they would go into the Stanley Cup playoffs and annihilate everyone in their path, right? And then suddenly, this guy calls me up tonight and says, after the fact, you know, Captain Hindsight here, after the fact, after it's all said and done, this was in the bag from the jump. I mean, we all knew in D.C. this was over from the beginning, that Vegas had no chance because they're an expansion team. Are you, like, listening to yourself after they shredded everyone in hockey, literally, all year? They even beat the Capitals twice. They beat everyone. They kicked everyone's ass. But you're telling me they had no chance in the finals, but that they were going to go seven. Like, honestly, it had to – did it – like, after the fact now that I'm, like, explaining this, is it coming around for you a little that you're that anything that you said made no sense? No? You're still right? Okay. Then feel good about yourself.
Woo!
I mean, honestly, dude. Can you imagine being in Vegas right now listening to this guy? Listen to this guy. Yeah, they had no chance. That team had no chance. They sucked so bad. I mean, with all their winning and everything, with the, you know, they had a better record than the Capitals, too, going into
but
it.
I thought it was going to go 40? Seven.
But I was looking at a seven-gamer, but they had no chance. No chance at all. And a seven-gamer. It looks like about a seven-gamer. But no, they got no chance at all. But it'll go seven. I don't think anyone saw anything coming Although Carver High and I did take the Capitals in the series. So there you go. But we're still not trying to sell it to anyone that we know something more than the next guy.
I thought it was going to go seven.
I thought it was going to go two. Be canceled due to hot weather in Las Vegas.
My shoes cost more than your house.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.